Good morning, dear Orwellians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Thursday, 7th of September, and here in Orwell, clear morning on 28 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast predicts for today mostly cloudy, and over the night partly to mostly cloudy with thunderstorm in spots late. So chance on precipitation around thunderstorms on 25%. Winds from south at 9 km per hour with occasional gusts on 18 km per hour. Moon is running gibbous, illuminated to 98%, and tomorrow is full moon in Virgo. Although as we look at the weather forecast charts, we can see the weekend will be more rainy than not, but of course it's not gonna be so bad as West Indies and Florida with the raging Hurricane Irma passing them by, joining the Hurricane Katie and Hurricane Jose. After clobbering the Lesser Antilles Island, Barbuda, Saint Barthélemy, Anguilla, Saint Martin, early Wednesday morning Hurricane Irma carried its march of destruction into the British Virgin Islands on Wednesday afternoon, still packing top winds on 185 miles per hour. On Tuesday, 12th of September at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, CAT, or Create Orville Together, invites us to our restorative circles. A restorative circle holds space for conflict and dialogue within the context of community. It consists of a series of meetings among those involved in the conflict, either directly or indirectly. Through a dialogue and reflective listening, the process allows those involved to understand each other at a deeper level, to start to take responsibility for their choices, and to look on how together they might contribute to forward movement and constructive change, both on personal and collective level. And the next CAT will be on 19th of September with the topic on the Universal Mother, according to Sri Aurobindo. On Friday, 8th of September at 5 p.m, Sri Aurobindo Center for Studies, India and the World invites us to a presentation of Adam Kinsel, who will talk about his work as a psychotherapist at Bhumika. The theme is embodied research, and it will be interactive presentation. The same day, Friday, September 8th at 4 p.m. in the Resource Library, Sri Aurobindo Center for Studies India and the World, Bharat Nivas, invites us to our Orville experience with studying Savitri. And Bharat Nivas, in collaboration with Japanese Pavilion, invites us to participate in Let's Enjoy Origami on Friday 8th at 2:30 p.m. at Saochu. Kino Orville announces that the marathon of making short movie between 8th of September at 2 p.m. until Sunday 10th of September at 5 p.m. at Town Hall. And they are saying that all who are interested in participating in a filmmaking marathon during 50 hours are welcome to join them. They are meeting in Center of the Art in Citadine on Friday 8th at 2 p.m. All the resulting films will be screened at 5 p.m. at Town Hall, MMC, on Sunday, 10th of September. International Peace Day is coming up on 21st of September, and from 2:30 p.m. on that day onward, Unity Pavilion invites us all to our International Peace Day celebration. And they would like to sing a peace song as a part of event organized on this special day, and it's called Peace Canon. So you can listen to the song on YouTube, or you can rehearse with them on 12th, 16th and 19th of September. And the first rehearsal will be at Citadine Center of the Art on Tuesday 12th at 6 p.m. On 14th of September at 7:30 p.m. at Visitor Center, we will have a chance to see 11th Creative School Concert. And Solitude woke up after the summer break, so they're announcing open mic night. The first one will be Friday 15th of September with Organic Localicious Dinner, and you are welcome to come and showcase your talents. Music, singing, poetry, dance, comedy, skits and more. You need to register to perform at krishnamackenzie@orville.org in, or you can call him on 984-331-9260. And on Friday 15 and Saturday 16 at 7:15 at Visitor Center, the French Pavilion presents, with the support of Francis, The Great Processes by Satprem, original text from chapter 2 on the way of Supermanhood, performed in French with English subtitles. At Eco Film Club in Sodano Forest, tomorrow at 7 p.m. they will screen Climate Changes, made in 2014 and produced and directed by Kelly Nix and Jared Scott. Oral Bamboo Center invites us to Anima Mundi, where they're saying the permaculture provides a practical method for creating self-sustaining design to maintain the regenerative life cycles. So they will share some permaculture experience on Friday 8 at 6 p.m. at Bamboo Center and screen a movie. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, tonight we can see French drama Divine, made in France in 2016 and directed by Huda Benyamina. On Saturday, international biography drama Viceroy's House, made in UK, India, Sweden 2017 and directed by Gurinder Chadha. Children's film on Sunday 4:30 p.m. There's no movie because of Kino Cabaret will be held there. But later on at Cine Club at 8 p.m. we can see within Akira Kurosawa movies Ikiru, drama, made in Japan in 1952. The mother wrote, "Every morning may our thoughts rise fervently towards thee, asking thee how we can manifest and serve thee best." Thank you for listening. Also, you can contact us on orgelradio.org.